And now, Alan Jones comments.
Well, the outgoing ASIC chairman, Greg Medcraft, will front a parliamentary joint committee on corporations and financial services today. And the expectation is he'll be grilled on ASIC's response to the Commonwealth Bank money laundering scandal. Reports today suggest ASIC is considering possibly mounting a case against the Commonwealth Bank board. Lawyers say ASIC could focus on four issues in pursuing a case against the board. Firstly, did directors weigh up the risks to the bank's reputation and seek to protect the bank's reputation, as they're required to do, when deciding how to respond to AUSTRAC's allegations? Secondly, was there continuous disclosure to the share market about the AUSTRAC allegations? Third, was there accounting disclosure in regards to the potential liability of the bank? And fourthly, did the board and management of the bank do everything required to ensure the services the bank provides under its licence were provided efficiently, honestly and fairly? The Commonwealth Bank board chairman, Catherine Livingstone, who still hasn't even apologised to shareholders and customers, was summoned to Canberra for a meeting with the government on Tuesday. She was apparently told the government is considering all options in response to AUSTRAC's money laundering allegations, all options, that is, except the obvious option, a royal commission. Commonwealth Bank executives should certainly be made to pay if AUSTRAC's allegations are proven, but so should the highly paid and clearly out of touch Commonwealth Bank board.
The UK Report.
Yes, well, other things happening in London as well as this magnificent World Track and Field Championships, but a contaminated egg scandal. What on earth, Adam?
Yeah, we love a good egg scandal in this country. We've had a few of them in the past, but yeah, this is a pan-European one. I mean, it is the case that we're such a packed little continent that, you know, one country starts sneezing and everyone gets a cold. And here we are, contaminated eggs coming out of the Netherlands have ended up in Denmark, Romania, Luxembourg, Belgium, the Netherlands and Germany. They've withdrawn millions of eggs from sale. In the UK, 700,000 eggs have found their way over. All of these said to be contaminated with an insecticide called fipronil. It's a tiny amount of insecticide, but nonetheless, it is a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous substance. Now, 700,000 eggs in the UK is a tiny, tiny proportion of the number of eggs we get through. But somehow you don't really want to go down to your supermarket and find yourself tucking into fipronil, do you? It's just a very uncomfortable thought. So lo and behold, left, right and centre, supermarkets and others are withdrawing products like crazy.
Absolutely. What's your story about David Cameron?
Well, Madame Tussauds, the Waxworks Museum in central London.
Oh, they put him away.
The arbiter of fame and fortune, they've stuck David Cameron into storage. I'm afraid it's David who.
There you are.
Of politics.
To be replaced by Adam Gilchrist.
Well, it's been replaced by Theresa May, who looks very happy and relaxed, unlike the real Theresa May, but then Waxworks can do that.
Isn't he a funny man, Adam Gilchrist? Well done, Adam. Have a good weekend.